My subject this morning is this. What is it to grow in grace? What is it to grow in grace? And my text is taken from Ephesians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul wrote this, "Let us be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up, that we may grow up into Christ, who is our head." And the Apostle Peter wrote this about spiritual growth. He said, "Let us grow in grace. Let us grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory, both now and forever." And the great preacher Charles Spurgeon wrote this, "He who knows Jesus Christ will long to know him better. He who knows Jesus Christ will long to grow in the likeness of Jesus Christ. But he who does not know Christ, who does not know the dear Redeemer, does not want to know him better, really knows nothing of Christ." So here's my subject. What is it to grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Well, in the first place, there must be grace and life given by God before there could be any growth in grace. The Apostle Paul wrote, "By grace are you saved through faith. And faith is not of yourselves. Faith is the gift of God." So life and faith is the gift of God. "And every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father." So a person can never grow in grace until God gives that person his grace, spiritual life in Christ Jesus. I know this. And you know it too. If there's no grace of life, there can be no growth. But to whom God gives spiritual life in Christ Jesus, there will be, there must be, growth in grace. The Apostle Paul said this to the Thessalonians. He said, "We're bound to thank God for you, brethren, because your faith grows. Your faith grows exceedingly. And the love of every one of you towards one another grows and abounds." The Apostle Peter wrote this, "As newborn babes in Christ, desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, that you may grow thereby. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Let me point out several things about saving faith and the growth of faith. It will grow. It will grow in the believer. First of all, faith. Faith will grow, the apostle said, exceedingly. 1 John chapter 1, the apostle Paul, John wrote this, "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for Christ's sake. I write unto you, young men, because you're strong, and the word of God abides in you. And I write unto you, fathers, because you've known him that's from the beginning." That's it. I write to children, I write to young men, I write to fathers. And we're talking about a growth in grace from childhood to a father. Faith grows. How does it grow? Well, I'll show you. Faith grows in simplicity. Faith will rest and trust in Christ alone, and it'll grow in the simplicity of faith. And faith grows in perseverance. It's not shaken. Faith is not shaken by every wind of doubt. And you know what one of the old writers wrote? "I shall not be moved. I'm planted by the river of the water of life, and I shall not be moved." And then faith not only grows in simplicity, in perseverance, but it grows in strength. Embracing all the Word of God and all the promises of God. Old Isaac Watts wrote this hymn. Faith is a grace divine, a gift so rich and free. God made this blessing mine, and God revealed faith to me. To Jesus Christ and His blood, I look for life and peace. The words and promises of God in love and faith increase. Yes, sir, faith grows. It grows in simplicity. It grows in perseverance, and it grows in strength. We know that our Redeemer liveth, and in these last days He shall stand on this earth. We know that. All right, here's the second thing. Not only will faith grow, but love will grow. I know that the love of God, which is shed abroad in the hearts of believers, will grow, and it'll increase as we learn more and more of His Word, of His will, of His love. Consider three things. Love is of God. For love, God is love. And God's nature is to love and to show mercy, to forgive and to bless. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's love shed abroad in the heart of His people will grow in love. And love is a fruit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit in His Spirit, in His people, and the evidence of salvation. Love is an evidence of salvation. Listen to this. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, that you love one another. And then love is proof that we're born of God. That's what the Scripture says. Hereby we know that God dwells in us, and we dwell in God, because He has given us the gift of His Holy Spirit of love. Yes, sir, love will grow because God is love. Love will grow because it's the fruit of His Spirit. And love will grow because it's the proof that we're born of God. John wrote this, if a man says he loves God and hates his brother, he's a liar. Love and hate cannot dwell in the same heart. Can't be. John wrote, if we love one another, God dwells in us. And God's love is perfected. God's love grows. God's love increases in us. Why? Because He has given us His Spirit. Yes, sir. Love will grow. Faith will grow. And love will grow. And love will mature. Here's the third thing. How does a believer grow? He grows in peace. He grows in contentment. Listen to the Scriptures. Paul said this, not that I speak in respect of want. I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. It requires learning. It requires growth. And it will lead to contentment. Listen to this Scripture. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content. Be content with such things as you have. Because God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Yes, sir. His love grows, faith grows, and peace and contentment will grow in the heart of God's people. Here's our prayer. Lord, let my character and let my conduct be free from the love of money. Let my conduct and character be free from craving worldly possessions. Let it be free from greed and lust for material things. Let me be content. Let me dwell in peace and contentment. Let me be content with such things as the Lord has given me because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. God's people grow in grace. Faith will grow. Love will grow. Peace and contentment will grow. And last of all, humility will grow. And pride will be abased. God wrote in His Word, these six things does God hate. And you know the first one? A proud look. The second one, a lying tongue. These two things usually go together, a proud look and a lying tongue. And then Proverbs wrote this, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So be content and be clothed with humility. God resisteth the proud, and He gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. My friends, the Lord rewards the humble person. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. And the Lord gives grace. He gives grace. He said, God resisteth the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves in the sight of God, and He will lift you up. In Psalms chapter 1, the Word of God declares the people of God will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How does a tree grow? Well, a tree grows downward. A tree grows downward, the roots deeper and deeper and deeper. The roots are planted deeply in the Word of God, in the waters of life, in Christ Jesus. And the trees of God, they grow upward in faith, reaching towards God. Trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that God may be glorified. And a tree not only grows downward, planting its roots deep into the water and the Word of God, it not only grows upward, reaching toward God in faith, but the trees of God grow outward on either side to give shade to the weary traveler. A shady tree says to the pilgrim, come and find rest and shade and fruit under my branches. Oh, David said, I'm like a tree planted by the waters, and I shall not be moved. For my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And I dare not trust the sweetest frame. I wholly lean on Jesus' name. And His oath, His covenant, His blood will support me in the whelming flood. When in every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. God's people will grow in grace, and they'll grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Join us again next Sunday morning at this same time. And until then, I bid you a very pleasant good day.